Hello, everybody. Welcome to Madeline's Villain Hour. I'll be here with you for the next hour, and I'm joined by...
Charlie.
And, yeah, we're going to play some good music for you. And hopefully you'll have fun listening to us. So let's start with some Big Thief, which is my absolute favorite, and then we'll go into Canadian band Men I Trust. Enjoy.
For terror.
Hello, everyone. We are back. That was Vegas by Big Thief and Show Me How by Men I Trust, a band out of Montreal. Happy May 2nd.
Thanks.
Day after Workers' Day. It's kind of exciting. It's not really a thing here in Canada, but...
It's not?
No. It's like a celebration of like unions and...
Labor
rights, yeah.
So it's, yeah.
But then May is also a sad month because... We don't have a compass card anymore. We're unemployed. We have no direction. I'm talking for myself. You can.
No, I'm in like a weird slump where because I don't have to go to the library, I just don't do anything. And I feel weird. And I literally have just been laying on the couch watching Netflix since Friday.
Right. Which you don't need a compass card for that. So
it's cheap.
It's cheap. A cheap activity. So what we'll play next is... off Wiseblood's new album, which I think I've played a song off her new album every fill-in I've done, but that's okay because it's so good. And then a song by Shui, which is a local band.
Did you figure out if it's actually pronounced Shui?
It's Shui.
Nice.
Icia validates it. It's Shui. The one I couldn't figure out, do you know Booty EP? Is it pronounced Booty EP or Booty EP?
I like Booty Up.
I just figured out Lakaylee 47. It took me a really long time, but it's Lakaylee. I thought it was like Leakley, but then that's like the Swedish person.
Right.
So it always confused people, but I got it.
Thank you for also telling me how that's pronounced. I think my classic, like, not knowing how a band is pronounced is No Name. I used to think it was No
what?
Name.
It is No Name.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Opposite.
I was like, who the hell is No Name?
Opposite. No Name. I thought it was No Name. All right, I think it's time for some music. This is Every Day by Wiseblood.
Wake up, baby, it's getting scared of being alone, it's true, it's true. I see you every day, but that's not enough. I got this secret, running along a lonely line, always trying to make my keeper mine. It gets me every time. Yeah.
Lost on plastic dancing makes me move this way. The groove makes me like you. I wouldn't have it any other way. The groove makes me like you. And after the dancing, I'll keep holding on.
Our rhythm and our movements never been so insane.
The groove makes me like you.
When I look into your eyes, don't make me plain.
The groove makes me like you.
Sarah from Alien Boys, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism, as opposed to someone who buys, like you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a clothing.
If you really want to know more about fashion, I mean, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode.
So for me,
nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
All right, we are back. That was Every Day by Wiseblood, and Elasto by Shui. Oh, I wanted to remind everybody that tomorrow is the youth climate strike outside the Vancouver Art Gallery, I think. Yes.
What time? All day.
I don't know, Charlie. All afternoon. Day. I want to say like 1 maybe, but it's all over Facebook, so definitely get out there. I think it was, this is part of Greta Thunberg. Can you say it nicely?
Greta Thunberg.
Ah, sounds so nice. Yeah, this is her.
Her thing?
Her thing, her doing, nice. I think. So if you can make it, definitely get out there. I'm just looking up the time. It's from, 1 to 4 outside the Vancouver Art Gallery, so.
Be there.
Yes.
Or B Square.
Yes.
Can you guys confirm, is that because if you're not, like, be there or be square, because if you're not there, you're not around?
Whoa, I have no idea, but that makes sense.
Can you confirm?
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like someone on Twitter.
I think I saw it on like Twitter or Tumblr.
I was 10 years old when I found out this
exactly.
exact caption.
Yeah, exactly. Or what was another one of the, I was 8 years old. Like the earring backs, I've seen that one too, when the earring back has plastic around it, that you're supposed to take that off.
Yeah, that was shocking.
You are?
I don't, according to
Twitter. It makes sense though.
Yeah.
Otherwise you have a like big plastic thing.
Yeah, true.
Interesting.
Thank you, Twitter, for
your knowledge.
Your knowledge, everything we've learned. So next we have Jock Tears' eponymous song, Jock Tears, and then a band from Calgary, Fever Feel, with Somewhere Down the Line.
Woo!
Woo!
Yeah.
Something about when a jock cries makes me want to cry too. It's sad and it's funny to see muscle men feel blue. They're meant to be so tough, but even sometimes they've had enough. Zero love on the courts, sporting old shorts, shorts and icy coach in hockey. Getting knocked out like Rocky, swing in the ring. Don't tell me there's no such thing. As a sensitive jock, tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock, a sensitive jock. Tears in a headlock. Zero love on the court, sporting old shorts, shorts, a baseball to the face, a tooth out of place, a swing. Such thing.
Hello, everyone. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting on the unceded, ancestral, and traditional territories of the Musqueam people. We just listened to Jock Tears by Jock Tears and Somewhere Down the Line by Feverfeel. How did you feel about those songs? How did you fever feel about those songs?
I really like Feverfeel, so thanks for that.
You're welcome.
I'm trying to like bring some Canadian stuff with me back home.
Aww.
And this won't take up any room in my luggage. That's super lame.
I liked it. Good off the cuff. Solid. What was the fact about Shui that I was going to...
About Shui?
Yeah.
Oh, their names?
What? I don't
know. Well, they're playing a band? A show.
Oh, yeah. Playing a show.
Yeah.
On Friday.
Right.
With Diamond Cafe, I believe. Cool. I don't know where or what time, but it's happening. Google.
Yeah, it exists.
Yeah, it exists. Facebook. Google Shui.
Yeah.
Shui Friday.
Can you guys spell it for them?
S-C-H-W-E-Y. Shui.
That helps.
Which we learned is because of one of the guys in the band. His last name is Schwinghammer.
Schwinghammer. Is that confirmed, or did you just, like...
Take your word for it?
Yeah. Did you just, like... what's the word? Infer that.
How would I infer the hammer part?
No, like, from Schwinghammer, you're like, oh, Shui.
Oh.
Did you just infer that?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
But I feel like facts. It's, like, it's a very educated guess, right? I've graduated. It's an educated guess.
Have you?
No, not yet. All right, next up we have Birthday Party by Club Sofa, which is their brand new release. Great local band. I love them a lot. They're great live, too, if you ever get the chance to see them. They're very fun. And then off Sharon Van Etten's new album, we'll play You Shadow. Here we go.
Thank you. VA's Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
All right. So that was Birthday Party by Club Sofa and You Shadow by Sharon Van Etten.
Cool.
Cool.
Nice.
Great. Something that we were discussing while the songs were playing is the Castor Semenya. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that she lost her case, which is insane.
Tragic. So tragic.
So tragic. And then also the thing is that I was seeing is like Michael Phelps. Something about his lactic acid.
He produces half. Okay, listen. Okay, steroids. The reason people take steroids is it doesn't just make you buff, but the main thing it does is help you, like, work out faster, like recover faster, so you're not as sore the next day, and they can work out more, and then they get hella buff. And like he naturally just produces less of the thing that makes you sore, so he's basically on natural steroids. That's like part of why he's so great. And also his like arms are like abnormally structured, and like his nose cannot, like everything about him is just like,
wait, what about his nose?
And no, like the way his canals, there was like a whole like special, like BBC special on just his body and like how crazy it is. Same with Usain Bolt. Like, no one that tall has any business being that fast. Like, he's a freak.
Right.
And, like, it's not going to happen again for a long time. And, like, every big athlete has a natural advantage, and so does Castor Semenya, and there's no reason for her to get penalized for it.
Right.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. Because, like, if you are really, really good at sports at that high level, like, obviously it's because your body is just,
you're just lucky. Like, you're lucky and you work really hard, but also you just have, like, genetic things, you know?
Right.
Like, did you see the clip of the one runner who came sixth and she was crying? She's like, is this really unfair that, like, you know, the way this competition is structured? I'm like, you came sixth. Like, if Castor Semenya didn't exist, you wouldn't have placed anyways. Like, it's not,
or, like, even close to fault.
I was so angry. She was crying.
It's ridiculous. And it's definitely like, how can you dictate that that's unfair for this black woman, right? And then like, for Michael Phelps, everyone's just like, wow, like,
so cool.
God made him so perfect.
Also, they're only limiting it for the 3 events that she does. It's not across the board.
Ugh.
It's just for, like, 800, 1500, and 4 or something. I don't know. Another, like, middle distance, like, track event. And also, the condition that makes her produce more testosterone also, like, ruins you in a lot of ways. Like, I saw this one lady who had the same thing, and she's like, I'm infertile now. Like, you can get blood clots easier. Like, it's not like it's just an advantage. Like, it also has probably hindered her in a lot of ways. So, like, she had to overcome that. And it's been going on for a while. I remember being, like, 10 years old and people being like, who is Castor Semenya? Why is she so good?
Right.
And, like, I don't know, 10 years later, she's still being questioned.
Crazy.
Tragic. Welcome to the UBC Sports Collective.
Yeah.
That's what the show is now.
Yeah.
I'm Jacob. Welcome to our show.
I'm Corey. I think Corey's on that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the sports collective.
Yeah. Do you remember to Blade Runner and how everyone was like, oh, it's unfair that he's competing in the.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie. And I was like,
oh, Pistorius, Oscar Pistorius, who like shot his wife?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Drama.
I know.
Yeah,
but
people thought it was unfair that he was competing with in the like in the Paralympics.
No, he was competing in the Olympics.
No, was he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's why everyone was like, that's not fair. Like, he has like robot legs. They were like, you try running on stilts. Like, what?
People will find any excuse though to victimize themselves. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's
Have you watched that Jesse Owens movie? Is that his name? Jesse Owens?
The, like the during the Hitler Olympics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Hmm. Is that on Netflix?
It's on Netflix, I think. It's kind of cheesy, the movie, but like, feel good. Yeah, he wins.
Cool. Pretty cool. Spoiler.
Spoiler, he wins.
80 years after.
Hitler got mad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's the best part. All right, so let's go into some new music. These are two new releases. Lonely by Drug Dealer. It's a collab between Drug Dealer
that's
and
me, by the way.
Yeah, Drug Dealer is here in our presence. It's a collab with Harley and the Hummingbirds, which I think is like the cutest name ever. And then a Portuguese song by Devendra Banhart. And it's a collab with Oterno. So here we go.
Ainda gostar de você. O que eu fiz não me dá chance de me arrepender. Tomo um susto ainda quando acordo sem ninguém. Prefiro pensar que tudo bem. Dou muita volta e volta e meia. Ainda volto pra você. Dou meia volta e volto meio incerto. Do que eu vou fazer?
tarde toca uma música de amor. Penso que é comigo que conversa o cantor. Como ele sabe tudo que me aconteceu. Mundo de estação também sou eu. Dou muita volta e volta e meia, ainda volto pra você. Dou meia volta e volto meio incerto do que eu vou fazer. E o que eu vou fazer? Tenho que pensar sozinho. Não vão me ajudar, eu vou decidir sozinho.
Yoake mae, shizumari kaetta heya ni hitori. Mata kyou mo iru, kagami no naka no shiranai otoko. Kara no glasu, mimi nari, mahi. Doko made mo oikakete kuru, mukashi no jibun.
Cuando el radio toca una canción de amor, pienso que es conmigo que conversa el cantor. ¿Cómo es que sabe todo lo que me pasó? Cambio en la estación, también soy yo.
Doy mucha vuelta y vuelta y media, ainda volto pra você. Doy media vuelta y volto bien certo do que eu vou fazer.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. You remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Virginia.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Hello, hello. We just played Lonely by Drug Dealer and Harley and the Hummingbirds. And Volta e Meia by Devendra Banhart and Oterno.
Can you say that in a really nice Portuguese way?
No. I took Portuguese for 2 semesters. How else would you say it but Volta e Meia?
I don't speak Portuguese. I don't know.
I think that's, like, pretty phonetically. I think it's pretty phonetic. Well.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, fun fact about Devendra Banhart. His middle name is Obi, which is, he was named after Obi-Wan Kenobi, which is hilarious because his parents were huge Star Wars fans.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I would never do that.
I mean, there's going to be...
Maybe it's fine, I guess. Obi isn't the worst.
It's not the worst.
I was trying to think of a weird, like, Avengers name, but I couldn't think of one. Like,
that
Gamora.
Is there going to be a...
Hi, I'm Sally Gamora Walken. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
It's the future.
And all the Harry Potter kids are definitely starting.
But those are, like, Harry, Ron, Hermione. Those
Hermione's,
are pretty common.
But, like, it's...
But imagine all the Daenerys's or Khaleesi's.
Oh,
so many Khaleesi's.
That's not good.
No.
Mm-hmm. Arya's, like, a fine name. It's like...
Yeah.
Did you see Drake?
No, what did I saw headlines.
Drake was like, shout out to Arya Stark. I don't watch Game of Thrones. Yeah. He's like, shout out to Arya Stark. You're killing it. And everyone's like, can you please just hit on someone like your own age for once? Because he always is like, it's always like, it's like Millie Bobby Brown,
yeah,
like a small girl. He's strange.
Yeah. And everyone was like, why are you texting her? And he was like, don't worry about it. We're just really good friends. I was like,
who's good friends with a 14-year-old girl who isn't another 14-year-old girl? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, that's so funny.
He's He's sketch. Watch out for Drake, guys.
Yeah, truly. All right, we've got a few more songs to play for you before the News Collective steps in with Democracy Watch. And then tonight at 8 is live, 8 or 9, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
I think it's 8. I'm not sure.
I think it's 8 too. And What is performing live in studio tonight. So keep listening all
night.
Is that
a band?
Yes.
Okay. WUT, What?
Oh.
What?
I thought you were asking.
Oh, no. What the band? So we've got some great programming for you tonight. So keep listening.
Thank you. High school is not free in Kenya, East Africa. As well as tuition fees, families must find money for uniforms, including shoes, textbooks, calculators, dictionaries, pens, pencils, and more. For poor, rural families earning the equivalent of $2 to $3 a day, this is often an impossible challenge. Will you help educate bright, very poor Kenyan youth to help them find a road out of poverty for their families? Just $50 a month will allow that to happen. Gifts of smaller amounts can be combined to give youth a chance through KEEF, the Kenya Education Endowment Fund, a registered, BC-based, volunteer-run educational charity. Tax-deductible receipts are available. Donations make great gifts for Christmas, graduation, anniversaries, promotions, etc. Gift cards are available. More information at www.kenyaeducation.org or you can call us at 604-415-9397, day or evening.